an ROI on something like that would be.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me grab the pricing. Really, the hard part about getting to that first page of Google, it's not really the cost anyway. It's the area. So there has to be a position open in that area, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. But, oh, yes, I've got John here to apply that rate.
Hey, Travis.
Hey.
Hey, Travis. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we're giving you a call today?
Absolutely. She was fantastic.
That's what I like to hear, too. Awesome. She's one of my better reps. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I'm pretty familiar with this kind of stuff, really. I actually came from the tech industry, so.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, you know, Google advertising is the most profitable way to market for the last 18 years consecutively. The hard part's really just getting the first page placement because 90% of searches don't go past the first page. All right. So, excavation. I know this one just opened up. And then there was a new in business credit she requested. Oh, okay. You're doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
I am.
Okay. Do you like that service?
I just got started with them.
Okay. Too new to tell. All right. Well, if you like that at all, you'll love this because they pretty much just resell leads that they get online. So it's like, you know, they'll gather it from Google and other places, and then they'll dispatch it to like three or four guys on their list of people. They'll like text it over to you, and then you guys kind of compete for it. With this, we just list you independently so customers can call you directly without the lead fees or the leads going to multiple other guys. I'm sure you can see a value in that. Okay. Let's see if I can reduce it. I want to get your foot in the door. So if I can get your foot in the door, I'm pretty sure you'd rather be on Google and just have people call you directly. Pricing. Okay. You don't have a website at all?
Not at this time, no.
Okay.
I'm just running off of Facebook.
Gotcha. Facebook ads or just like a Facebook profile, like a business
just
page?
Just a business profile, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. We have a package that'll actually get you your own website and it'll run Facebook ads. So it'll give the business profile a boost too. You can get leads from there. It's called our Platinum Package. I just texted you the pricing page so you could see everything. But what I'm thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, is I could put you on that Platinum Package. It's the last one down, but I can reduce the price by 50% down to just our Essential Package pricing structure. That way you get all those bells and whistles, but it's almost like you're just paying for the first page placement on Google. And then I could also waive the setup on it as well. And that should level the playing field between you and guys like Oregon Excavating Inc. or Mountain Man Excavation.
So you're saying the very bottom one?
Yeah, the very last one down. It has an orange ribbon that says most popular. It's the Platinum,
yep.
So it's usually $5.99. I would reduce that to the Essential price of $2.99. So the website would be added incentive, but then you'll also get, you know, Facebook ads in that package, as well as the popular directory submission. I don't know if you ever tried things like, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, or Thumbtack before. But those directories are inside that popular directory submission. If you already have some of them, we're not going to duplicate those listings. We'll just kind of fill the holes on what you're missing to complete your online profile. But the major benefit is the Google placement. You know, first page placement on Google is where 90% of your leads are going to come from. The other things are just to kind of complete the profile and make us like a one-stop shop for you. That way you don't have to have like 30 different marketing strategies floating around to maintain.
All right. So This is all new. Like, I'm just seeing this now for the first time, right? So I don't know if I can make a decision at this moment, but I am somewhat interested in this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the main thing is the Google partners. So it's not like one of those things where people can just sign up for first page placement whenever they want. Like some of the other platforms, you know, I know what you're using now. It's kind of like, hey, your money's green. You call them up, they'll take you. If we already have people that are doing excavating in the area or marketing for that in the area, we can't bring on new businesses. So what triggered the conversation is that we had the spot open up, meaning somebody either discontinued, relocated, or was removed for a certain reason. And then that's why we're reaching out to you for the Google Places placement. All the other things are added incentives. So those are things that you could do anytime, right? Get a website built, run Facebook ads. But first page placement, the reason it's so beneficial is there's only three guys that'll actually show for your area there next to the map. So you're not competing with like 100 people on the first page.
And how long is that rate good for?
So if you come on board with us today, I'll lock you in. So you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. It'll just stay $299. And we send that in writing with your service agreement.
So that turns out to be, I mean, it seems like a pretty decent deal, all in,
yeah.
From a marketing campaign idea. I just don't have the, you know, ideally this would generate more revenue. But right now because I can't guarantee that revenue generation, and I don't know what this would look like without some kind of, comparison to see, you know, spending this gets you this. It
right.
Well, looks like that cost is going to be more than I'm wanting to commit to.
I hear you. But that's why I try to make it as affordable as possible for you. Like me putting you on a platinum, reducing it to the lowest pricing structure we have on here, which is the $299, and then also putting it on a month-to-month platform. So you're not having to take the risk of like signing a 3, 6, or 12 month contract and being stuck with something you don't like. I'm really confident, especially looking at what you're doing now. If you compare the two side by side, it's not going to take you longer than a month or two to really see the difference and what's going to be best for you long term. Because right now you have, I wouldn't say all your eggs in one basket, because you are doing Facebook and it looks like you had Thumbtack on here when I look up your number. But with Home Advisor by Angie's, it's like you get one lead, you pay, right? You pay a fee for it, or they deduct a fee from like your balance, and it kind of limits you. And then those leads are also sold to other people. With this, you know, customers are able to contact you directly off Google, Bing, Facebook, you know, the popular directory submission. So they'll have various different ways of generating leads for you without you having to pay per lead and keeping your marketing budget at one set flat rate. Does that make sense? Without the limitations.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So my logic was just, hey, if I can give him the cheapest possible rate, let him get his foot in the door, it'll sell itself to you. I mean, I don't know if you've looked up, you know, what it costs to get a website custom designed and built for the company, but, you know, if you ended up leaving after a month or two, we would actually lose money on just that product alone, you know, so. We're banking on it working out and you choosing it as your long-term marketing solution.
So what do I get with that? How do you mean I'm getting a website?
Yeah, it's a full custom website design. Let me send you the links here. My site.
But I still need to go lock in my domain name.
No. We're a Google partner, so we'll be able to get you a domain name, and we'll do all
Is
the
Is that included with this price?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And the hosting.
Okay.
Right? So that's a thing
and the hosting.
Savings as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I sent some website examples. They're all custom tailored to you. So you can start off with these templates and then kind of customize it from there. Or if you know of a site online that you've seen and you're like, hey, I like the way this looks, you could always send that in and we could use that as kind of like the foundation to get things moving as quickly as possible on the site.
Well, I have been looking at getting my web presence going and purchasing a domain name. So if I was going to do that anyway, this isn't the worst way to go about it.
It's the best way because the most important thing is the placement, right? You could build the fanciest site, pay for all the hosting, put all that time and effort into the site, but if the site doesn't appear in that 10-second window when somebody types in excavating contractor, it's not going to show you ROI. So this will immediately put you in position to get ROI with the site.
Let me ask you real quick. So no matter what, even if I leave, the domain name still registered to me, correct?
Right. So it costs us $99.
I can port that over to a different service.
Yeah, it costs us $99 to get the domain name. We get a heck of a deal from Google. If you were to leave the service but wanted to keep the domain name, we just charge you that $99. But while you're with us on a month-to-month basis with our service, we won't be charging you for any of that or the hosting.
So $99 to keep and port that domain name over to another service if I chose to do that.
Exactly. Yep. And we'll help you transfer
it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But we don't want to see you leave. So obviously we're going to be doing everything we can for you to go, okay, this isn't a problem. With excavating contractors, it's pretty easy to show you ROI. I mean, usually if we could get you like one or two new jobs a month, which is easily doable, everybody uses Google.
Yeah. Do you have metrics that track this kind of stuff?
Yeah, we have an app actually that'll track your individual metrics. I mean, we could throw around numbers all day based on what other people have seen and what they've gotten, but you know, your tracking system will actually track your individual metrics and you can log into that daily. So you'll know exactly what your ROI is at the end of each month from being on the first page of Google and using our services.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's under Local Splash in the App Store. And then you get your own UN and password. You'll have your own Google Voice number as well. So the Google Voice number will track it. You could have it set up as like a press one dialer or have it automatically record all the conversations.
I'm just reading some reviews. Give me a moment. I'm still interested in this. It sounds like a reasonably good deal if you're locking me in at that $299 a month rate. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting my domain name and a web presence created and some preferential listing on Google.
Yeah.
We
got a long track record, too. We're actually the longest tenured Google partner in the United States. We're right across the street from them. So 21-year track record.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking at some reviews with you guys. It's kind of mixed. It's interesting.
What are you seeing? I see 4.3 on Google, 1,102.
I did just general search and a BBB response came up, so I'm just kind of reviewing some of these.
Okay. So the BBB accreditation is still A+, though, right?
It is.
Yeah. No unresolved complaints over 21 years is pretty good. So anybody that's on there, in order to keep that A+ accreditation, you have to address any complaints. It's not just Google reviews. That's, yeah, the Better Business Bureau themselves. So chances are some of those people are probably still with us, even though they wrote the review, can't exactly expunge it or go back and delete them.
So let me just make sure that I understand. This is going to be fully locked in. There's not going to be any upcharge down the road where you guys are saying, well, if you want to stay with us, it's going to be this much more, all of this stuff, right? It's
no.
$2.99
yeah.
a month, locked in, lifetime of my working with you guys.
Correct. And this is all sent to you in writing as well as part of your service agreement. So you'll have that, and then you'll have access to it through your tracking system, and then you'll have a digital copy sent via email as well.
So the initial setup is the there's your waive the setup fee.
Correct. Yeah, if we can get it going today,
I'll $2.99 to get started, and then $2.99 every month thereafter. And I can cancel at any time if this isn't working out.
Correct.
Yeah. Now let's go ahead and move forward. That sounds like an okay deal. Especially since, like I told you, I was going to be investigating getting my web presence started this next quarter anyway.
Yeah, and getting Google verified is huge. Just to even exist as a business on Google, you have to get Google verified. And so we'll start working on that process today, right? We do recommend, Travis, any new accounts that are created, give it a shot for 90 days, even though it's a month-to-month service.
I can do 90 days. That's no problem.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay, 503-709-0723.
Let me make sure, before we move forward with that, can I change that at any time? Because
correct,
this is my personal phone that I use as my business phone as well, and at some point, if things get busy enough, I'm going to want to get a different line.
Right. We'll actually provide you with a Google Voice tracking number. I touched on that briefly. It's no extra cost to you. It's a part of the service. What it does is it'll actually display a different number on your online listings, but it'll forward to your phone in real time. And then you save that number under the business name or potential lead. So that way you can decipher what's a personal call and what's a business call coming in from your listings.
Okay.
That makes sense. So they'll give that to you during the client.
I've dealt with Google Voice before, but I'm just kind of curious. So I don't want to, you know, change like my business cards and all that stuff to a different number. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, they'll have the
not
option.
Not right now, but down the road I may want to. So
yeah,
if you're providing me a number already, then fantastic. Let's go ahead and yeah.
We will. And then I'll also send you my direct number and extension too. So if you do want to change it, you can contact me. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you at extension 1.
Okay. Great.
Okay. What's your last name, Travis?
Vander Zanden.
Okay. Let me try to do this. All right. V-A-N-D-E-R. Z-A-N-D-N-E-N?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, got it. It spells just like it sounds, huh?
Okay. That's right.
All right. And then what's your business email address where I could send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, as well as the login credentials for your tracking system and app?
That's going to be my first dot last name at outlook.com. I've got a Gmail account for non-direct email that I can share with other people that I work with.
Okay.
But this one's coming directly to me, so I want to go through that Outlook account.
No problem. Yeah, so there is a dot between Travis and Vander Zanden, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
I heard you correctly there. All right. Make sure this comes back valid. Okay, good. And then Google's going to send you a verification letter in the mail. They may actually ask to do a video verification just to bypass this part and make the verification process go a bit quicker. But just in case, they are going to want to verify the address. What's the business street address?
So do you want my mailing address or the actual address of the business?
The actual address of the business.
As registered with the state.
Right. Yeah. You can't use like a PO
yeah.
box or like a mail.
Yep.
Mail
right.
box. Okay.
So
I can hide
physical
it
address
if you want.
That's great. Yeah. Cause I've got a mailing address that I use publicly. So
got it.
Which is a PO box, but my physical address is 21641.
Okay.
Northwest is NW Dairy Creek, D-A-I-R-Y space Creek Road.
North Plains.
North Plains, yep, 97133.
Okay. And you said to hide this, correct?
Preferably, yes.
Okay. North Plains, Oregon, 97133 will be displayed, though.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I run 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. I've got that listed on my Google presence as is right now.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and pull that, actually.
And it actually might have my physical address on there, too. I'm not 100% certain.
I was not seeing it. Actually, the Google Business Profile is not verified. So when you look up Jawbone Excavation LLC from the outside perspective, like a separate IP, it doesn't give you anything. It just has Thumbtack.
Oh, weird. Okay.
We'll get it active. It just needs to be activated and verified. So it's the first thing we do. What about Saturday and Sunday? Did you have it closed on there?
Currently, I do. I take calls on Saturdays, no problem. I'll go do work on Saturdays too, no problem. But
there is a by appointment only option there, so that way they could still call.
Oh, let's do that.
You okay?
Yeah, let's do that. That's great.
Okay, can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash, card, check, yeah, and I can do Apple Pay and. Yeah, there was one more, but I don't remember. Yeah, that's good enough.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, if we put card, it kind of throws those other ones there, but you can hash it out with them one by one.
All right, cool.
Okay. Save. Okay. All right. So I got the profile created here. Your logo, we do ask that you send in your logo, any before and after shots that you have that you'd like displayed on the Google Business Profile or any other online listings. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email address to send these photos to and the logo. That way it doesn't get pixelated or diminish the quality of the photo.
So these photos are, I've got a lot.
Send them. Send them. So we'll have a client interview. The client interview I'm going to schedule with you here in just a second. The client interview is about 45 minutes to an hour, but we'll sit down with you. We'll go over all the services you want to be listed for, the areas that you want to target, and then they'll go over the site and obviously the photos and the logo, how you want those displayed or formatted on there. So it's better for you to just send them in, and then that way we already have them for that client interview appointment.
All right. And John, what was your last name? Pardon me?
Hill. Hill. I'm the director here.
Can you spell that as H or P?
Yeah, H. H-I-L-L, just like a lump of dirt.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect, got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
It's just over the phone, it doesn't come in very good.
No, that's totally fine. Okay, and then for that client interview, what time do you think would work best for you?
Generally, mornings are fine. I don't know what time you guys have available, but tomorrow, like 10 a.m. would work.
Oh, I was going to say, I have one slot tomorrow for 8 a.m. Is that too early?
Oh, I can do 8.
Okay.
No, that's good. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, because we're staying Pacific Standard Time. We're down here in Orange County, California, but sometimes that's a little too early. Like, you have to at least 8 is the earliest we can call.
I don't know how much time I'm going to have to review materials today. That's my one concern.
It's pretty easy. I have guys that are like 75 years old, have owned like their roofing company for 30 years, or like family owned and operated, and they're just like not tech savvy, and we make it work. So I'm sure for you it'd be pretty simple.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mostly set questions and general knowledge stuff. They won't ask you anything you don't know off the top of your head already.
Okay, that's great.
All right, and then I just send you a calendar invite to the appointment for tomorrow. There will be an automated text message that'll come through at 7 a.m. Hopefully it's not too early or annoying to you, but it's just automated, so it's going to come through as a reminder there.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Update. Okay. All right, so I have profile created, client interview set. Let me go ahead and adjust this. Okay, and I do want to run this by you. It's just an option here in my prompt before I do a voice verification recording that we'll send to you in writing for added protection. So there's a couple options here on prepays. Like I said, you don't have to capitalize on these, but it could save you money. So I'm just going to run them by you. There's a three-month prepay they'll allow you to do as a new client for $700. That'll actually save you about $200, even with the discounts that I've applied on that platinum package. There's a 6 month that you could do for $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months. Still again on the platinum package. And then there's a 12 month prepay that you could do for $2,500. That'll actually save you $1,100 over the course of the year. Did you want to capitalize on any of these?
And then after that, it goes back to the $300 or $299 a month rate.
Correct, unless you contact us prior to then and want to do another prepay.
So would I be offered these prepay options at these rates down the line again if I do a prepay today?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Good to know. I think I would be willing to try the 3-month one.
3 months for $700?
Yeah.
Okay, great choice, because you're already verbally committing to it for 3 months. At $299, you're going to spend $900, so you're saving yourself $200. Smart move.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but not everybody can afford that option. So. All right, so let me go ahead and approve this. Oops, 3 months. Okay, and then before I authorize any transactions, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This will be recorded for added protection. Like I said, we're also going to send the agreement in writing. If I say anything during the voice verification that you don't agree with, just stop me. Okay, I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. All right, Travis, we're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Job One Excavation, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Travis Manerzan, an owner-operator.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you'll be providing?
The only user, yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, most certainly.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not stating that you have to discontinue or cancel anything, Travis. You're more than welcome to keep what you already have. But what we want to avoid after today, if you're going to add something online, just double check that it's not something we're already doing for you or that you're not like duplicating any of your online listings.
That makes sense, John. I want to reduce my expenses and not increase them. So
exactly. That was my goal in jumping on the line. You know, usually Tara's pretty good about handling things on her own, but certain things like the pricing structure like this, I got to jump in here. So that was our goal, is to keep the overhead low and try to establish something long-term with you. Okay, and then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 23rd, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $700. This is going to be a 3-month or a 3-month prepay for a platinum package bundle. We've included the website at no additional cost to you, and we waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the 3-month term is completed, so June 23rd, 2026, it's going to be set up to automatically renew at the $299 initially agreed upon rate. Okay, so it'll go back down. Unless you contact us prior, it's going to automatically roll over to that $299 month to month. And it says you can discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. If you do decide to discontinue, we just ask that you contact us before the next bill is due. That way we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yes.
Okay. And then in terms of securing your first payment of the $700, how did you want to do that?
I can do it over Visa right now.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It is my name only,
okay.
First and last.
We'll add the business name to the invoice just so you could write it off. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to verify with Google?
It is, yes.
All right, Travis, I'm ready for you.
All right, it is 4147.
4147.
34, sorry.
You're fine.
Okay, 3420.
3420.
6275.
6275.
4140.
4140. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0729.
07 of 29. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it's 548.
548. Okay. And then we do have a security question here as well before I process the transaction. This is so you can verify the identity of myself or any of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa if we want to use this to verify your identity. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Portland.
Portland, Oregon. All right, re-enter. Okay, save. All right, and then I'm going to process your transaction here, Travis. You may get a notification from your bank to push the transaction through. If you do not receive that notification, then it's just going to go ahead and clear. It'll send you a payment confirmation with a full outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on, and then there'll also be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. The most important form is going to be sent to you via email, so you'll have to go ahead and locate that one. That one's going to be your Google verification form, so you go ahead and fill that out, and we'll get you Google verified. Like I said, it's something you only got to do one time for as long as you own your business, so that's pretty exciting. People will actually be able to look you up and see you're a real business.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So give me 1 second here for the transaction to go through.
I got to tell you, John, I'm pretty skeptical of these kinds of cold calls, but I appreciate your willingness to explain everything to me and give me the information that I have to ask about. Thank you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you giving us your trust and, you know, looking forward to earning the rest of it. You know, I've been doing
this. I've had a lot of these calls from people all over the country with this, yeah.
Yeah,
trying
to
push for these SEOs, and I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know what about you guys, and no, this one sounded great, and yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I'm very empathetic. You know, I've been doing this for 13 years, but I always tell myself, you know, what would I want out of it? How would I want to be treated when we're addressing these calls? And I try to preach the same thing to my representatives like Tara, you know. I know it can be scary because you get these guys from like India saying, hey, you know, let us help you with your, you know, so.
I don't know what you're talking about, John.
Yeah. I wasn't born yesterday. I'm young, but I wasn't born yesterday. So. I'll tell you,
I worked for Intel for more than 25 years. And my last role was in an event marketing position. And, you know, moving over to this has been quite the change in pace and you know, income for sure. For the time being, it's only been a little over a year. It's been interesting. So
yeah. Well, at least you're not inside all the time. You get to get some sun on your face and there's light at the end of this tunnel now that people will actually be able to see you and look you up. You know, a huge credibility thing. It was so funny that you did, right? You're like, hey, let me look you up. Let me see your reviews. Let me see all those things. And people don't understand how important and valuable that is. You know, they get the call from the SEO company and they're going, but your customers are going to do that exact same thing. So it's really important that we get all this stuff going.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, how many people are actually out there Googling? Like, I kind of envisioned that I would be working more with other general contractors who were looking for excavation services. What I can't wrap my brain around is, how important is it to have a freaking web page and a, you know, be available on a Google search for average Joe who's looking for an excavator, let's be honest.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, but it's also, like you said, you know, those other contractors that are looking for you too, credibility matters to everyone. So they're going to want to be able to look you up. They're going to want to make sure you're legitimate. This isn't your first rodeo, right? Those are all huge credibility factors. And if we can make that readily available to them, whether it's the general person who's like, hey, I need this septic dug up or the contractor who's like, hey, I'm looking for a guy I can partner up with for multiple jobs for the next however long. It doesn't matter. you know, and if your name doesn't show or that you don't have these things, then you never really get the opportunity to begin with, right? So it's definitely
so
valuable.
I don't know if it matters. I've got a DBA for my construction site as well, because I'm not just strictly pigeonholed into the excavation side of things. I'm also a general contractor with quite a bit of like building experience, new homes and remodels. That's all. I can make my website what I need it to be for all of that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We could highlight all of your services. Mainly, we were looking for excavating contractor, but we should be able to list you for other services as well. If you do like foundations or new builds, that shouldn't be an issue. So, but on the website, absolutely. As far as the keywords, we could run into some things there if there are some competing general contractors in the area that already have a GC position rather than an excavation position.
Sure, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that when I get the domain, it can be a little more generalized.
Yeah, and we'll also keep you in the loop on that too. If we have a contracting spot that opens up, you know, we're already be working with you, already have a track record and understand that we built your site with it. So, you know, we'll definitely reach back out to you with that offer on those listings. We probably can merge the two of them. Might hike the rate up just a little bit, but we'll work something out for you.
All right, cool. That's good to know. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's always in our best interest to work with you long-term. So if we add that and it ends up, you know, giving you more opportunity to make more money, land more jobs, then we're definitely going to want to do that. You know, at the end of the day, we want somebody we could work with for years, not just a couple months.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you should have the payment confirmation text messages as well. I don't know if you see those. There'll be an outline of the agreement in writing and a username and password texted over to you there.
I've got a whole lot of stuff here. Hang on.
No worries. I'm just going to go ahead and work on your notes here because got to have you ready for that interview tomorrow.
Yeah, I got my username and password. Great. Thank you.
Yep. And then there should also be one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yep, I got that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, if you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing there. So you have it all documented, every single part of it. Okay.
I'm looking at my actual email here on my PC as well.
You will get emailed also the Google verification form. So that's important.
Here, that's great. What about the Local Splash invoice? Here we go. Mm-hmm. Is this an actual? Oh, no, I got it. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. And then I'll be an account lead. There will be an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment, so I'm not the only person you're going to talk to. You'll actually meet another representative for your client interview tomorrow. But if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct extension. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we have 24/7 customer service available to you. So if you ever feel stuck or you're just worried about something or have a question, you want to make sure everything's on the straight and narrow, just feel free to reach out.
Let me just check real quick while I've got you on the line. Is there an opportunity for a meeting instead of tomorrow morning for Wednesday by chance?
Yes, I can. I would have to delete the other one, but let me see what I got. Wednesday, the 25th. Okay. Yeah, I have a 7, 8, 9, 11, and 1.
Mm-hmm. Let's do 9 if that's okay on Wednesday. That would be easier for me because tomorrow I think I've got stuff going on that I don't want to be late for.
I gotcha. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. I will swap this. Disregard the other one, and it'll take me a second just to get in there and delete it. After I get this one, Travis.
Sorry for the hassle.
No problem.
This gives me a little bit more time to go through all of this, all the documentation and everything.
Yeah, if you've seen what I do on a daily basis, this is not a hassle. It's one of, it's a micro task of millions, I feel like. Okay. So you should be good there. I got that confirmation, and then the other one will be removed here shortly after our call. So.
Yeah, I got it. I got the new one, so I'll just ignore the other one. Thank you.
Yeah.
9 a.m. for Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I think I just accepted it. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up, Travis. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team here. Like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to us. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your day and tomorrow, and then look out for our phone call at 9 a.m. on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, John. Out of curiosity, I don't really care that much. I'm just curious. Is there any referral program by chance?
A referral program?
Because I've got another contractor that I work with who may be interested in working with you guys. I don't know. I'd have to reach
out
to him.
What industry is he in?
He's a general contractor, actually.
Oh, Travis?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello, you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?